Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Welcome and thank you for coming to join us today. The star beings and I are really excited to be able to record this message. It's a special Christmas message. It's for the episode that will be published just before Christmas, and I've been anticipating for days being able to record this message. But there's a lot of work that goes into recording and publishing and getting out to the world the podcast so that people can hear the star beings. And that takes so much time that I haven't had time until right now to just sit down and receive their next message. So I'm very, very excited. Thank you, star beings. What's that all about? We're just getting everyone ready to hear us, tuning up their energy fields, tuning them into the channel. It's like adjusting the channel, like choosing a channel on a radio or a television, just tuning you into different frequencies than you're used to in your normal daily waking state. Thank you. And who has come to speak to us today? Which star beings? What do you call yourselves? We're a special group formed just for this purpose to deliver this message today for Christmas on the planet Earth in the year 2020. A year that has seen great change, a year that has seen great change and great challenge on the Earth for human beings. Even for those of you who do not consider yourself Christian, the day that you celebrate Christmas as Christmas, you're celebrating the birth of the Christ within each one of you. This is a universal truth. It has nothing to do with religion. Each of you is the birthplace of the Christ. Each of you is the birthplace of the Christ on earth. Because the Christ means nothing more than the light of the one source within each human form. To be Christed is to be aware of your Christ nature and able to embody it consciously. That is why Jesus was called the Christed One. He was the only one in that time and place, or virtually the only one in that time and place, able to do it. The only one that most people knew of. He came for that purpose, to teach people about the light in the darkness, to teach people about the Christ within themselves. But he was misunderstood in that. Most people stopped listening after they got to the Christ. And so they saw the Christ, they felt the Christ, they perceived the Christ within him, but they did not extend that to the Christ within themselves, with some exceptions. There were people who could do that, but they were not the majority. Hence, his message was incompletely understood. Not totally misunderstood, but incompletely understood. And now we are finally circling back to that message. At a time when people have a higher consciousness, a higher vibrational state, energetic state, that can more easily absorb that information, and much more experience with themselves as beings, as light, in the light, with the light, as the light, in the light, with the light, the three in one. Wow, three in one, like the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There are those who might feel uncomfortable with the idea that Jesus was not the only Christed human being, that Jesus was not different than all the rest of humanity. And indeed he was. Indeed he is. He is a very ascended, conscious, aware, evolved, further evolved being than almost anyone on the earth today. Or we could say than anyone. He is far beyond. But there are many beings from far beyond who have chosen to come into earth at this time. So we could say he is in very elevated company. And his true purpose was to show you how to join him while in physical form, not simply by leaving the earth in your body. Thank you. Okay, star beings, I'd like to back up a minute, ask you, what do you call this special group? What name shall we give you for the purpose of our podcast? They're calling themselves the Golden Light Preachers. The Golden Light Preachers. Okay. And I see you as Golden Light. The Golden Light is associated with the Christ Light, which is the light of Source in physical form. And that is the light that we are attuned to right now. We have tuned our frequencies into golden light so that we can radiate golden light to you and tune you into the golden light of the Christ energy within you, the Christ consciousness. So is there a particular message that you want to bring to us on for the Christmas and end of year holidays in this particular year that has been so difficult and painful for many people, so full of fear? And on the other hand, sometimes so full of new opportunity or new awareness, the opportunity to take a break, sit back, and become more aware of our lives as we've created them and what we want to change and what we want to keep. It's made us, given us a different perspective on our lives. That's, I would say, is the blessing within the pandemic of this year, that although it has been very painful for some and there have been great losses, and I don't want to minimize those losses, there have also been some great awakenings, some great new evaluations, understandings, different perspectives, the realization of different possibilities that we could do things differently, individually and possibly collectively too, I think, I hope, collectively. Yes, this is an auspicious year. This is the year that has been, well, I have an image of wringing, two hands wringing a piece of cloth or a shirt or something, a garment, and wringing the water out of it. And that is kind of how it's felt for human beings this year. Sometimes you felt wrung dry. So tired of fear, of isolation, so tired of not having near you the ones you love. This has been one of the most difficult things that we have observed in humanity, is how much people realize they need their loved ones, whether those are physical family members or simply their friends and their chosen family. The ones you love, you want to be close to, and you want to hug, you want to hold, and you want to share time with. We applaud the many uses of electronic communication that have allowed you to expand, actually expand the amount of communication between people. You've become more aware of the need to connect and have more consciously done it and have had more time to do it, because so often you were confined to your home or confined yourself to your home so that you would not get sick. Okay, so what is your message for us, your Christmas message for this year? It is one of peace. We want to increase the vibration of peace within each heart and mind and soul within the reach of our voices. We want you to know that you are seen and heard and cared for. Even those of you who might feel invisible or forgotten or isolated, simply that you can't reach those who love you and they can't reach you. That there are others, many, many, many minions of others, other minions who are holding this frequency of love and of peace for you, who see you, who love you, who know you, who are holding the frequencies of love and light to carry you through this time, to carry you through this year. We know, we can see and feel, perceive your experience from within each human being. And let me tell you, it has sometimes been excruciating. These beings in human form, some of them have suffered a great deal. They're tired and they're lonely. And that is why we're bringing you this golden light. We want you now to close your eyes. We want you to relax in your chair, on your bed, wherever you are. We want you to take a deep breath, breathing in the golden light. And releasing your fears, your sadness, your stress, your feeling that there's so much to do, you can't do it all. Releasing your fears for each other, your worries for the ones you love, that you want to do more for them, you want to assist them, you want to carry them, you want to hold them, you want to heal them emotionally as well as physically, mentally, spiritually. And just for now, we invite you to let it go, to know that they too are being lifted up and carried and cared for, that they are not your responsibility, but the responsibility of the all, the light of the all. All are creatures and creations of the light of the one. All are children of God. All are beings in human form. All have this eternal inner connection. All have the light within. All are cared for. All are seen. All are loved. All are blessed. All, every single one. Even those that, from your perspective, are wandering in the darkness or are choosing the darkness consciously. Even those, the source knows from within and sees its own light within them, the source of their origin, where they originated. Even if they've wandered far, far, far from the source in energetic terms, even if their darkness is so heavy that the light seems to be smothered within, suffocated within, it is still light and it is eternal and it can never be put out, never, because they are eternal beings as well. And the light of the One always wins out. The light of the One is the only eternal truth. The only eternal frequency is that light, because the darkness is only a temporary turning away, covering it over, running away. But you can never run away from the light. The light is in every corner of the earth, in every molecule, in every atom of your physical form, of all of physical creation. The light is throughout time and space, throughout every physical creation, every planet, every star, and all the beings, all the individuated consciousnesses, individuated beings with their own self-awareness, throughout time and space, beyond time and space, in the higher dimension where time and space do not exist, throughout all of that and beyond and beyond, beyond, the light of the All is. The All that is in all and is all. And will always be all, as you will always be the light of the All. Now I'd like you to hold your hands crossed over your heart chakra in the center of your chest, just to the right of your physical heart. Yes, just to the right. That's right. I have to think. Okay. Just in the physical center of your chest. Just hold your hands there for a moment, because we're going to send a big, huge blessing of golden light, a big golden ray of light into your heart to ease all its fears, to transmute and transform anything of lower frequency into golden light of love and consciousness, conscious awareness of yourself as source and self, conscious awareness of your inner connection with the all that is, your identity as the all that is. So when you hold your hands there, your hands help receive and expand that, augment, make it stronger. Magnify that blessing, those frequencies. Working on tuning the heart of humanity. Resting now in the peace of knowing that all is done, all is ready. All is done and all is ready. All is complete. All is complete within you. You are here at this time, in this place. This third, fourth, fifth, and beyond dimensional earth. To receive the blessings of the Christ energy, the Christ aspect of Source, within every cell of your being, throughout time and space, throughout every energetic portal within your own energy field. You also have portals, as there are portals upon the earth. These can be called energy centers, but they're somehow more strong. What are they? Could you explain? I'm almost hearing, but not quite. What are these portals within our energy field? It's showing me an image like the port where I plug in my microphone or my headset, my earbuds. These are places where the energy frequencies can be received in a particularly direct and strong way, and from there spread throughout your system. And how are those different from what we think of as our major chakras? Okay, so they're showing me an energy field of a human being with these little portals throughout, around sort of the edge of it. If you imagine, you know, like the aura of someone. If you see someone's aura, you just imagine that there's little places to plug in frequencies. But I see them kind of on the outer edge. And then they're showing the big chakras, energy centers, main energy centers, up and down the center of the physical body, but they're in energetic form. They're where the physical body receives the strongest impulses of light, they say, from the energy body. And those are spinning in. They're like whirlpools. They're pulling in that energy, the energy frequencies from all the little portals. And in addition to the portals, are there other energy centers? That's all I'm seeing right now. Sometimes I see little pinpoints of light all through the field. There are, but those are more limited, they say. They receive a smaller quantity of energy and a smaller range of frequencies. The portals are your main receivers. And the chakras are sort of processors of energy. Do the chakras receive energy from within their centers as well? Okay, so they're showing me the center of a chakra, like the heart chakra, pulling in energy from all sides. Do they receive it from directly from Source as well? Or for instance, you? We can send a direct beam of light into the center of our chakra. We can also send it through the whole system. In that case, it arrives through those portals. Okay, so sorry if that was a distraction. It's a fascinating subject to me, and perhaps to some of our listeners, I hope. So now, what were you telling us about this golden light? You were feeding it into our heart chakra, and then into the portals throughout our system. We were saying you're here in this place and time, in this multi-dimensional earth, for a very special purpose. You are the new creators on the new earth, of the new earth. There are many of us in non-physical form, also assisting in the creation of the new earth. But you're the people with the feet on the ground, as you say, with your feet on the ground. Those in human form are doing the heavy work. We admire you, we applaud you, we thank you. The universe is grateful to you. And we choose to assist you with all our might, with everything we can. Thank you for joining us today, and star beings, thank you. Preachers of the Golden Light will be back with us next week to bring a New Year's Eve message, one that helps us close out the experiences of 2020 with some teaching about the relationship between the energy body and the physical body and how we can use energy frequencies to support our physical body and its immune system. They're going to talk to us a little about health and about coronavirus. So I hope you'll tune in to hear what they have to say. And for me, I just wish to send you all lots of love, lots of light, and a beautiful, joyful, if different, holiday season. May you be blessed, may you be loved, may you know peace and happiness. Lots of love and light from me, Susan Rensberger, in my home at the foot of the Andes in the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.